was just about deafened, I think, by the intro this morning because the old headphones have been turned up. That would have been any good on the weekend. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning, guys.
Ed, you had to take a bit of a detour because of the burst water main in Pirie Street. It's good that you finally made it in, though.
Yeah, no, it was good. I thought I was going to be late. They had to make us go right around the other side, so finally got here.
Now, we're thrilled to see that it's not only you in the studio today, Eddie, but also your son Louis back again after making his radio debut a few weeks ago. How are you going, Louis?
Good.
You good? Yeah, he's very excited this week that his favourite player's coming back to play in Patrick Dangerfield, aren't you? Yeah.
Who's your favourite? Do you love Danger, Louis?
Paddy.
Who's your favourite player? Paddy? Paddy or Dad?
Paddy.
Oh, there you go.
He's changed. You know he's changed teams, though, Louis.
Yeah, who does he play for? Who does Paddy play for?
Geelong.
Yeah. Geelong. Yeah. Who do you think's going to win, though, on Friday, Louis?
Who's going to win?
Paddy.
There you go.
We can end that's this segment now.
Yeah. That's his favourite player.
Hey, disappointing on last weekend and plenty of water under the bridge and taking our cue from Stephen Rowe, not that we believe him, he says the caravan's moved on. We're not going to look back, not going to whinge about the umpiring or anything. But look, this Friday, going to be a capacity crowd, Dangerfield's comeback game. How do you think the danger factor is going to play out? Is it going to give the game some extra intensity?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, especially because Paddy was, you know, the face of the club. So, you know, like he's on the front page of the advertising now saying, boo me all you want, I'm ready for you. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic match. We're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to playing against my good mate, Paddy. We'll see how we go.
You're still good mates with him, aren't you? Like, you talk and text each other.
Yeah, we talk. We get stuck into each other a fair bit. And I keep, he just posted a photo last night on Instagram of his new boat. And I said, I'm still waiting for my invite. It's been 3 years. And he texted back and said, oh, you got too many kids. I don't know if I got any of them life jackets.
The Bulldogs game, Eddie, it was difficult. What was your assessment ultimately of the performance? A couple of goals short?
Yeah, well, in saying that, we didn't play the way we wanted to play. And like you said, we gave away a lot of free kicks. Most of them was in our control. We tackled high. So that means, in saying that, we have to get in lower and quicker for the ball. So, it was disappointing. We played shocking. But in saying that, with a minute to go, we were 3 points down and we played, you know, not our brand of footy. So that's a positive note. And if we played the way we wanted to play, you know, we hopefully would have won that game.
Can I pay you a little bit of what former premiership-winning North Melbourne and Carlton coach Dennis Pagan had to say? He was a little bit critical of your pre-match antics with Brian Taylor.
Ben doing the running man. You know, I love Dennis. Doing sort of checkside punts and along the ground dribble punts at goal, and then doing the running man dance with Brian Taylor, and thought to myself, is this going to help a young footballer prepare? He was going to be, you know, picked up by the clamp, Dale Morris. And, you know, you'd have to be thinking about your interview beforehand. You'd have to be thinking about it after the interview. And I thought to myself, gee, if I had a player going into a, you know, big Saturday night game, I'd want him to be thinking about what was going to happen out in the ground. And it's no coincidence that Eddie didn't have his best night.
Now, the thing I think you should take out of that that's a positive is he described you as a young player, Eddie, which is
that's
nice.
Good, good.
But what do you make of it? Is it a bit old school that, because these days we do see the blurring of the lines between, you know, media access is greater than it ever has been before. It was a bit of fun, what, 90 minutes before the game?
Yeah, no, it's always good to have a bit of fun. You know, I've got no routine. You know, if you come to my house, I've got two kids under four. You know, I'm changing nappies. I've got two dogs. I'm picking up dog poo. My wife loves to talk. I've got to listen to her talk all the time. So, sorry, Anna. I love you dearly. So, even saying that, you know, that's kind of like a break for me. Going to kick a footy with Brian Taylor, kicking some goals. So, I've got no routine. And, you know, I like doing stuff like that. And, you know, in saying that, I've just played poorly on the weekend. Just got to bounce back.
Oh, you shouldn't beat up on yourself too much. And I guess the thing that we've talked about a lot this year is how the way our forward line is working. If one player has a bit of a flat night, next thing you know, JJ's kicked 8 goals or Tom Lynch has kicked 5. Like, there's a lot of blokes who are putting in. And I suppose as long as you've got someone each week who's really putting them away, then it's...
I guess we've just got to, in saying that, we'll find some consistency with the whole lot of forwards, like not one person kicking eight, have a balance with, you know, all us forwards kicking one or two, maybe three, and winning the game. But, you know, in saying that, Josh played a super game. You know, he went for his grabs, he took his marks, he set shots, he nailed them. So, no, it was fantastic for him to nail eight goals. All we now need to put pen to paper, Joshua.
On that point, do you sort of go, oh, here we go again? Not speculation about a big name re-signing. Tom Wren told us a little bit earlier today that his management team have put off contract talks for the moment. As one of his teammates, you sort of go, oh, do we have to go through this process again?
Not really. I think Josh will be ready, and his management group, we're working with the club very closely. So I think now we've just got to concentrate on playing footy. And I think that's what Josh has to do, is just concentrate on playing, you know, great footy, which he is. Which is fantastic for the club.
What sort of things have you been training around this week, Eddie? You know, what are the key things that you've been trying to address as a playing group after last week's match against the Dogs?
I guess this week it hasn't been a big week because we got a short turnaround. We have to get ready for Geelong on Friday night, but it was more so just getting the ball forward. You know, we hand passed it a lot, and Bulldogs pressure, they, you know, just numbers to the ball, they turned the ball over and they surged it forward and ended up getting goals. So we knew if we just get the ball and if you're under pressure, kick it forward, we're even numbers down in the forward line, and you know, we can score easily. And you know, that was our not our focus, but that's what we were saying when we played against the Bulldogs. You know, we can score quickly when we were behind. We kept positive and said we can score quickly, just get the ball down to us. And I think this week that's probably what we've worked on a little bit, is just, you know, if you're under pressure, just kick the ball forward. If it's on the ground, just sock it forward, and hopefully us forwards can do the rest.
Did you hear David King's analysis of the football club? And it's always funny. You win three in a row and everyone says it's the game style's perfect. You win, you lose one, and suddenly it's unsustainable, I think was his term. That it's really offensive style of play about getting the ball forward, scoring, having a shootout. He said you can't play like that all year. There needs to be more of a defensive side to the game plan as well.
Yeah, and saying that, we do have a defensive game style. You know, it's all about support for us. You know, us forwards, we have to get up and help our mids get back into the back line. And we're still working on that. You know, like I said, we can score, but we can't stop other teams from scoring as well. It turns out to be a big shootout. So we have to find that balance of, you know, when they're getting a run on, slow the game up and stop them from scoring, because we know we can score.
Yeah. Now, you're becoming famous for your fun facts. Have you got one for us this week?
No, I don't. But
You're sitting it out this week.
I won't sit it out, but one thing I will say is that since I've moved across here to Adelaide Footy Club, we haven't beat Geelong. Or I haven't beat Geelong playing at an Adelaide Football
Club. Good stat.
It's more of a depressing stat.
So it's a stat, terrible stat. So hopefully I can change that stat this Friday night.
Absolutely.
And I get the win. Hey, Louis, the Cats beat Geelong. Pros?
Yeah.
How many goals Dad will try kick?
Three goals, five, or between
three and five.
Yeah.
Let's say five goals. That sounds better than three.
Yeah, we'll give it a crack, hey? Yep.
You're going to be there Friday night, Louis?
Who are you going to watch? Who's your favourite player? Who's going to kick the most goals, Paddy or Dad?
Dad.
Ah, yes. Good answer, Louis.
You came good, Paddy.
At the end there, Louis, after
Paddy.
A wobbly start. Good on you, Eddie.
Don't worry, Louis. David's named his dog Paddy, so yeah. You know.
You can have our dog if you want. It's just a constant reminder.
What kind of dog is it?
Oh, it's a cavoodle. Just one of those silly half cavalier, half poodle. We named it Paddy Dangerfield. In fact, we've been trying. My son and I, we instead of going Paddy, we go Eddie.
We're trying to rename it.
I hope you don't mind, Ed.
No, that's fine. But poor dog, you sent any mixed messages.
He's in for a rough night Friday. That's for sure.
If things don't work out well,
Eddie, straight to Lonsdale.
Great
on Monday
to have
morning.
You, mate. Thanks to Fairmont. All the best Friday night. It's going to be a sensational atmosphere. 50,000 plus, and Patrick Dangerfield. Great game on the way.
Thanks, guys.
Go on, Eddie. Go